and time for the O-Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Laser Eye Care and A Number One Air.
It's very distracting because there's the great smell of breakfast cooking that is filling this clubhouse right now. You call this a clubhouse? What do you call this?
Yeah, it's a clubhouse.
Okay. The best smelling meal to be cooked is breakfast, right? Because you oftentimes will have coffee and bacon, which are the two greatest cooking smells are, other than, I would say, grilled onions. If someone's grilling up onions, that's a great smell.
What if someone's grilling hamburger?
That's pretty good.
What about eggs?
The also, anything with butter that's in a pan.
Yeah, you know something's on when, yeah.
Something good's happening. Mm-hmm.
Garlic?
Santa Claus is in the kitchen when you smell butter going.
Garlic's good, too.
Yeah, that is a good one. I think we named all the top ones.
But you're right, though. That smell of breakfast in the air is pretty awesome.
I don't know why. It has to also be associated with the fact it's at the beginning of the day. Like, I have positive associations because I'm spending, you know, the night at my grandparents' house, and anytime you could smell that breakfast was cooking in there, grandma was fixing pancakes for everyone. I just love that.
Yeah.
She'd make them from scratch, too. And you'd ask her the recipe, and she'd go, I don't, there's no recipe.
She knows what ingredients to put in there.
Grab a hand of flour and grab a pinch of this and all that. It was just wild.
Yeah.
That people would cook without recipes to me. When I did pancakes, I always did the whatever the container is that you pour some water into that already has the mix in it, and you just shake that up and pour that into a pan.
Yeah, that works.
And I'd mess that up half the time. Pancakes were always hard for me to get right because you'd have to have the temperature just right. That was the problem.
Yeah.
I try to cook them too fast.
And you want the magic to happen so quickly.
Yeah, and they would burn on the bottom and still be goopy in the center. It was very frustrating. But then I would use probably a tub of butter on a stack of pancakes.
I believe it.
And I don't understand people that only use just a tiny amount of butter on anything.
That's me.
Really?
Yeah, you just need a little bit. You just need the taste. You don't need a boatload of butter.
Yeah, I like the taste. The reason I use a little is because I don't want to coat my arteries with all that lard.
Okay, so yours is just a health choice.
Yeah. But I love the
taste. If you had your druthers, you would have a breakfast that was half pancake and half butter. Like they weigh the same amount.
I don't know about that much, but I would put more on, yeah. Because I do love the taste. I love the taste of butter on bread.
You just really do. You overdo things like whipped cream and butter.
Yeah, I'm from the South. That's what we do.
I've never seen anyone douse it like you do. And you over syrup.
Yeah, that was another thing.
I don't want that much on there.
I wanted a stack of pancakes that were almost floating in syrup and butter.
Yeah.
Melted butter.
That's just
that
too much.
That mixed with the
so
syrup.
Overpowering.
And that had floated the pancakes. That was ideal.
Do you also over cheese, like on your pasta, like when they're shredding the Parmesan? I feel like we've had some violent incidents at Italian restaurants with you where you're like, keep it coming, keep it coming, keep it coming. No, that's
Let's
not
go.
Enough.
Keep going.
No.
Back it up.
I don't think I over Parmesan. It depends. Yeah, I can see that if it's the fresh done Parmesan.
Yeah.
There's a couple of my most hated foods. Ballpark nachos. I've never understood why anyone would want those. The round chips that they then pour that fake cheese over. I can't stand that.
Yeah,
and I know so many people that love it.
Yeah.
It's not a next level nacho, but it's okay.
And then the other one was something you were talking about. Now I can't remember what it was. What were you just talking about?
Pasta?
Oh, no.
Were you Parmesaning?
That fake Parmesan that you would shake out of the powdered stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was so gross to me.
I try to avoid that.
But the one where they magically shave it in the meat grinder at your table.
It's so fresh. You imagine that block of cheese was just finished back in
it
some
was
room.
Just inside
with
the cow.
Yes.
Yeah, the cow just,
pooped
excremented
it out.
Just moments before. The other thing is
Parmesan knows that it's an eternal second, though, to mozzarella cheese. So
Parmesan knows that it's an eternal second.
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, it's not as good as mozzarella.
Hot. It just depends
Sports.
On the dish.
Opinion.
They're totally different. They're totally different.
Totally
cheeses.
Different cheeses. I realize that, but
it's hard to compare cheeses because they serve different functions. Put that Mark. On a shirt. The greatest of all the cheeses probably is cheddar.
It's it's very useful. You can use it on so many different things.
Yeah. Yeah, in terms of versatility.
Okay, I have another hated food item. Something that I never liked that other people seem to prefer. And that is the, and I won't mention a brand name, but there was a famous brand that sold singles.
Oh, yes.
You know, that you take the cellophane off of that come in the square shape. And
American cheese?
I could not stand that. I mean, I ate it because that's what they fed you when you were a kid. But I know people that prefer that in grilled cheeses, and I'm like, that is the worst for grilled cheese.
It does make a good grilled cheese.
Why are you raising your hand?
Because it makes a good grilled cheese.
That's what we lived off in college in the dorms, making our own grilled cheese with two slices of American cheese.
And I got to tell you, they were amazing. They were really good.
Yeah. You get putty mouth, the way that it sticks to the roof of your mouth, that's gross.
No.
Did you ever try making a grilled cheese with cheddar cheese?
Well, sure, but
it was so much better.
I don't remember doing that. It sounds gross.
Why?
That works.
It works wonderfully.
Sounds too
but Junior's
cheddar.
Right.
I'll tell you another underrated one. Munster cheese. Make a grilled cheese with Munster cheese, and I think that you will.
That's fine.
It will change a lot of your relationships.
I think Monterey Jack may stand up to cheddar and challenge cheddar.
What makes a Jack cheese?
A sharpness or a spiciness?
Maybe.
But you can get sharp cheddar, but you don't call that Cheddar Jack.
Do you call it Munster?
No. Munster is more of a creamy, buttery cheese.
What about Adams? Is there an Adams cheese or just Munster?
No, they're competing goth cheeses. What makes it a Jack cheese, and why do we have Pepper Jack, and then we also have
I think that
one.
Means it's Santa approved.
Monterey
if it's Jack.
There are so many different kinds of cheeses, and yet there's only just a few animals we get cheese from.
Yeah. Do you like goat cheese?
Yeah.
I love goat cheese.
I do too.
Yeah.
Now, I've never made a goat grilled cheese.
That would be gross.
That would be weird. A grilled cheese with goat cheese.
Sure.
I tell you another one, though, that I cannot stand, and that is blue cheese. That
I
is
the grossest thing.
Ugh.
Blue?
That awesome.
It's one of the worst deals that God has ever allowed.
Seriously? Blue cheese makes me vomit.
How can
I could eat it every day?
Oh, it's rotten.
In a salad, it's beautiful.
It's curdled, rotten, gross, sour.
And what's the discoloring that's inside it?
It's magic.
What's happening there?
It's called magic.
No. See, I think Craig's right. I think it's like mold that they then mix into the cheese.
I don't care. Tastes good.
It does not taste good. It tastes like an old basement or something.
An old basement.
Something like
Boy.
That.
No.
There are too many cheeses, and we do need to thin the ranks a little bit.
We need to get it down to three.
Well, I'm not going that far. I'm just saying that certain things like blue cheese and there's another one that's similar. Is it Gorgonzola?
You would have a riot if you got rid of blue cheese. People would
put
protest.
That on a shirt.
I think people would protest. Way. There would be marching in the streets.
Would people riot?
Yes, they would. If you said there's no more blue cheese.
No, they would not riot.
Yes, they would.
I think that blue cheese is one of the least favorite
cheeses.
We'd
have to get rid of 30% of our salads.
What?
You know what? I will bet you that blue cheese dressing is in decline. The popularity.
I know it is.
I hardly ever hear
it's
at a restaurant.
It's one of the best deals we've ever had.
It's not one of your options anymore. I don't think people eat blue cheese anymore much.
You are crazy. Just because you don't eat it, but blue cheese is always a top four choice at a restaurant.
I'm going to Google, is blue cheese dressing in decline?
That's they always put on the wedge salad. You get a wedge salad. What's on it? Blue cheese. Why? Because it's a top five cheese.
Can you leave off the blue cheese? That's what you should ask.
People want it, and they'll riot if they don't have it.
I don't think that they would riot at all. I think that it would be better if you replace blue cheese with cheddar cheese on Cobb salads.
Then you wouldn't have a Cobb salad. It would be a spare salad.
What makes it a Cobb salad?
Blue cheese.
No. It's that ridiculous piece of lettuce that they...
Randall Cobb?
They cut in half. Isn't Cobb salad the one that comes with like the half a head of lettuce? It's all tightly packed. You know what I'm talking about?
The what now?
Everything.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. Everything.
Cobb salads. Aren't they in the lettuce form like a tightly packed half head of lettuce? Cobb salad doesn't come with
loose. That's the wedge. That's the wedge salad.
Okay, that's the wedge.
And it always has blue cheese on it.
Well, then what's a Cobb salad?
Because people like it.
What's the difference in a wedge salad and a Cobb salad?
Cobb salad, I don't know. It just has a lot of stuff in it, like the chicken and nuts and all that mess.
Mess? Did you ever have nuts in a salad?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
When they have the pecans and the...
Yeah. The only thing I can find about blue cheese dressing online is this one site that says it's the worst deal we've ever had.
Okay, see?
That's true. That is so true. All right. Anyway.
What was that all about?
The story I was going to tell you about was about, maybe I'll cover this in Muse today. I'll tease ahead at 7:15. A 10-year-old boy stole his mom's car, and you won't believe how many miles he made it before he was pulled over.
When I was 10 years old, I could have driven a long way. In a car.
I don't
when
think
you
I
were
could.
10?
Yeah.
I don't had you think driven I could. A, yep. Had you driven a
that's
car?
Bullshit. Yeah. I'd driven my grandfather's truck.
Like not just sitting pastures. In someone's lap or anything like that. You actually
correct.
Had driven it.
Yes.
And was it a standard?
No.
Huh.
I don't think I stole my parents' car until I was like 13 or 14 and I drove it around the block.
Yeah, and I was good by the time I was 13 or 14.
Yeah, I could do that okay. I could not have done that at 10, don't think.
Man, I don't know. You guys were stealing cars early.
Yeah, we lifted a few.
I remember I was 13 or 14 and took my mom's Monte Carlo and drove it around the block, and it was both exhilarating and terrifying.
Yes.
Did you get
we
busted?
Lifted a neighbor's vehicle that we had the keys to. Me and
you
Tony
stole your neighbor's vehicle.
Borrowed it.
For a bank robbery.
No, we didn't rob anything. We just went around, and we were actually on a small highway at the age of 14.
Damn.
13 or 14. 13.
Wow. That is, boy, complete early criminal behavior right there. And did they ever find out?
No.
Where was this in Carrollton or Llano?
Llano.
Okay.
I mean, we didn't have anything to do, and
they grew up.
There were
fast
no cars.
The
there were no cars on this little farm to market road. And looking back, it was crazy dangerous, but we were pretty good. We like never veered off into the shoulder or anything.
No seat belts.
Oh no, nobody wore those back then.
Gosh, probably had a cold one open.
No, we weren't drinking.
Going. Didn't you say that?
But we were.
You did? You had a cigarette going?
No. No.
Didn't you say that your dad would have a cold one when driving on long trips?
I do remember there being a cold one, yeah.
I remember my uncle taking us to Maverick games when we were in high school, and he had a cold one going.
One. Crazy.
He didn't like hammer five or six. He
he just had one going.
Yeah.
Tasteful one.
Right.
Well, I just adding that adjective makes it okay. A tasteful cold one.
That makes it think they've thought it through.
Right. Like it's a refined experience. All right, anyway.
Okay, so that's coming up in Muse.
Yes.
That story about the kids stealing the car.